It'll be instant death. You won't know what happened, and when you finally walk back to what's left of your car, you're gonna be real sad.
That stupid privileged motherfucker.
This thing's been underwater for a week. What can you do for me?
Oh my God, I remember that one.
They shit out in the weather all the time. They're fine, right?
You guys are like, oh, fuck yeah. At
It's
the
fucking
same
good.
time, you're like, salami with the cheese.
Know something else that usually grinds my gears? Kayla, kind of calling you out on this.
I hate you.
Anytime someone uses the wrong form of your,
I hate you.
it's you are, not your.
I
I
hate
catch you in
you.
it all the fucking time.
You know why, right?
Why?
Because I'm stupid, that's why.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that answer, but glad you said it, not me.
They mean
No.
different things.
Yeah.
No.
I thought one was just fancy.
That is so funny, dude. I'm crying. No, it's because I'm dyslexic and I can't spell because of that.
Girl, I'm dyslexic. That no.
Dang
That's
it.
a
Shut up,
grammar thing,
Kyle.
dog.
Shut up.
Try to listen to me read out loud. That shit's hard.
No, it's because I just suck at spelling, honestly. I don't know. I guess I'm just like fast texting, so I'm not really paying attention to how I'm saying it, if that makes sense. I'm just like typing it. Like, I don't go and reread that shit. Do you guys do that?
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
If I'm
I
texting
never.
my woman.
I never do that. I'm just like, type, send.
I only do it like if fucking it's my girl or I'm typing an invoice. That's like the only time I'll reread shit.
Oh, especially
I
typing an
don't.
invoice now. I used to not. I used to just send that shit and I've come back on some of my jobs and read my own summaries and been like, oh my God. And it's already too late because it's already been sent out.
It's better than the guy that like I fucking first got trained by, dude. He would use the speech to text and then forget it's on, and then he'd say some really wild shit and it would get on the invoice. He wouldn't check it, and I don't think any of them ever made it to the customer. I hope not, because some of them were pretty bad.
I haven't seen any. As long as the guys in the
Like,
office edited his shit.
yeah. I know, like, the worst one, he was like talking about a homeowner's wife.
Oh,
Oh
God.
no. Oh
Yeah, and
no.
every bit of it made it into the invoice. But it did get sent, thankfully.
Does it go to the customer?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Literally, like, you typing up what you did at the house, basically, and everything you did. And it'll
That's
have
scary.
price and shit like that. Yeah, it's best to just reread it, 'cause that's probably a really good way to lose your job.
Yeah, especially if you do the talk to text, 'cause that
Yeah,
truck
bro.
those truck conversations get rough.
Yeah, dude.
That stupid privileged motherfucker.
Yeah. House was very clean. Dumbass bitches didn't even tip me.
Oh man, those are far and few between. Some people don't realize that it's just, like it's actually a service, which I never expect tips, but it's really nice when they do come, and they're typically pretty good.
Dude, yeah, Daniel used to get tips all the time. He was making like $100 tips.
I got a $50 tip last week. That was the last tip I got.
They're like, here, honey, go buy you something nice. And you're like, what, 2 gallons of milk and a box of cereal?
Actually, I
Yeah.
lied. I got tipped $20 at the place that I found a locked up compressor at.
Oh, You slap this. Wait. You slap them like with a $3,000-$4,000 estimate, and they're like, thank you.
Oh, no. They gave me the money first, and then I left, and then I looked up the price of the compressor, which is under warranty, but I had to check out their warranty. And I talked to our boss, see if he'd work anything out. He said, nah.
Yeah, no. I ain't going to. Every once in a while, they have a heart.
He looked at it and dug through like the what they paid and all this shit and all the yada yada. It was only a year and a half old, by the way. But he was like, nah, they like skipped out on the fucking labor warranty and all this shit. So he's like, nah, man, I get trying to help people, but some people just like fuck themselves. And I get it, it's a business, but.
Well, yeah, because the labor warranty, like, If they want to continue that, they really do have to stick with the maintenance plan and everything, because that ensures the brand or, you know, whatever company makes that unit is like, okay, it's been maintained for X amount of time, so we can cover, you know, the company's labor.
Oh, no, Linux doesn't cover our labor at all.
Like, period? I thought they did. I know York did.
Our labor warranty is strictly through the company.
Oh, so they're just eating that shit.
Yeah, that's why they make them pay, like, on top, extra, on top of the install. Because, like, you can, if you don't pay any extra, you just get, like, a 1 year labor. But you could pay extra for a 5 year, a 10 year, or a 12 year.
Yeah, those 10 years are fucking expensive, too.
Yeah, I'd reckon so. And, I mean, no point for me to pay for it, but if I didn't know how to work on shit, I would probably pay for it. It's only like $1,500 or something like that, which, yeah, that's pretty expensive, but, you know, you're going to wish you had it in fucking 5 years. Yeah, the way shit's built anymore.
Mm-hmm. That ain't no joke. I mean, in their case, a year and a half down the road.
Did you guys get a bunch of snow where you live, Kyle?
No, not really.
Oh.
I mean, we got a good little bit this morning when I was, like, leaving, but, and it was a little slick driving, but not too bad, and it all pretty much melted. I'll probably be able to make it in tomorrow.
Yeah, ours melted where we are, but I left at, like, 5 o'clock this morning to take Daniel to work, and I almost freaking wrecked because it was so slippery.
Yeah, you definitely should have been driving, like, super slow. I usually drive fast as fuck, but I was driving really slow this morning.
I was literally going 18 miles an hour. And I just kept sliding. I was like, what the heck? I was actually scared.
Yeah, as soon as I got off the dirt road, I was like, I got up to, like, 50 mile an hour before this first turn. Just not thinking. I just did it out of, like, habit. And as I started turning, I was like, well, this is a mistake. I'm definitely going to total this van. In a solid 5 seconds, I'm like, well, this is going to suck. And finally, I got traction.
Dang.
And then I went really slow the rest of the way into work.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
My roads don't get taken care of at all.
No. No, you live way out in the sticks. They don't touch that with salt whatsoever.
No. They don't fucking plow it, nothing.
They just expect you guys to risk your lives or, you know, just don't pay your bills for, like, a couple paychecks. Or one paycheck, at least.
Yeah. Last time it snowed, I was stuck here for, like, 3 days, 4 days.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you were out for quite a while, man. That was...
Yeah.
Almost.
Did you have to work?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I worked the whole week.
His bitch ass had to drive because his roads get taken care of.
You're damn right. I live right next to a school, dog.
Oh, so they're doing you first.
Yep. They do us first, and the hospital's, like, right up the road. So, yeah, we get taken care of really good around here. Same with our electricity. If, like, the power goes out, it's not out for very long.
That's nice.
Ours is out for, like, weeks.
Yeah, it takes them forever to get to you guys. And you guys are closer to the end of the line, too.
We are the end of the line down here, buddy. There ain't no fucking lines that run past my house.
Oh, damn. Yeah, so you're the very last one. They're like, oh, they'll be all right for a couple weeks.
Yeah, no, that shit's rough.
That's terrible. How often do you lose power?
Not super often anymore, because they've recently done, within the past 5 years, a really good job of trimming up all the trees and stuff around the lines.
That's good.
Yeah. Because that shit used to be frequent.
Do you guys remember that giant windstorm that happened last year, I think? Or maybe it was the year before that, actually.
The Father's Day storm?
That was last year.
I was streaming with you guys, and we were playing, or not with you, Kyle, but we were playing Among Us, and I was like, oh shit, it's about to storm really bad, we gotta get off. And then it knocked our power out in Tulsa. We were without power for 3 weeks.
Yeah, there was a huge outage in Tulsa. Like, there were thousands of people without power for quite a few weeks.
Yeah, we were out of power for 3 weeks, and then it was like 115 degrees outside. It was so hot. We had to go live with this. No, you're fine. I was going to say we had to go live with Daniel's friend for like 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. I remember you telling me that. Yeah, because you guys didn't have like hot water or anything that entire time.
Yeah, it sucked.
And plus, you were
living
in an apartment complex. You did? Yes,
yeah.
I mean, so did
we. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, we were fine too. I remember working in the town just over from where I'm at right now, and you couldn't drive anywhere without seeing a tree down in every single yard, limbs everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, the city was literally had put out a post saying that they were going to come around picking up limbs instead of trash. Well, limbs and trash, but specifically limbs. Like, if you piled it up next to the road, they were just going to take care of it for you because there was so much down. Now, if there was a tree or something, it was up to you to get rid of the whole tree.
Yeah, that's how freaking Tulsa was.
Saw so many dented condensers just from branches falling on top of them. It was ridiculous, bro.
This thing's been underwater for a week. What can you do for me?
Oh my god, I remember that one.
They shit out in the weather all the time. They're fine, right?
Submerged? No. Yeah, no, that one was really bad. But that dude also lived in a place where it's a quote-unquote 100-year flood, and it happened, what, back-to-back 3 years in a row?
Yeah, bullshit, dude. He lives in a fucking floodplain. 100-year flood my fucking ass, bro.
Yeah, that's right next to the dam. That spot's so bad about the... I don't know why you would put a house there. And people rebuild their house there.
Oh, yeah. It's because they're fucking... He was, like, pointing at a water line that was, like, just below his window, like, above our head, where the fucking, like, above 6 feet. And he's like, that's where the water line was last year.
Mm-hmm. It literally flooded half the trailer anyway. Like, I don't know why he thought that was okay for us to come out there and be like, yeah, we can get it working. Just gonna change every component in the entire thing.
You mean this thing with a bunch of electronics in it won't work when it's totally underwater? Like, that's insane. What did I pay all this money for?
Fuck it up. Should have put it on stilts.
For sure, dude. Put that shit on stilts above your modular home.
No, man. I wouldn't even want to look at the ductwork. There's probably dead fish in it.
Oh, yeah.
Ew. From the flooding, fish probably.
Oh, yeah, when the flood happened down here, there were fish in the road, there were fish in trees dead.
Jesus.
Yeah, it gets really bad down there near that dam. Especially that year, because there was a ton of rain that year. Especially in that one very specific span. It was like 2 weeks of just back-to-back rain.
Yeah, the flooding was pretty bad. It was up on our yard, like fucking halfway up. Like, we couldn't get a car out if we wanted to.
Oh, you guys were flooded in?
The road was like 8 feet underwater.
Jesus Christ. That's crazy.
Yeah, we had to park our cars like a mile up the road when we realized it was going to start flooding like that. And then we just drove our side-by-side up.
That's so scary.
No, at least you guys were smart enough to get your cars that far up.
Yeah.
We've dealt with it before.
Do you guys want to hear something funny?
What's up?
I was reading Reddit, and I was like, I wonder what makes other people mad, you know? And I read, the water and the ketchup makes me fucking lose it. And I was like, all right, bet I could agree with that. And then the comment says, shake the bottle, new bitch. Called her a noob. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Are you talking about the ketchup pre-cum? Is that what you're talking about?
Ew.
That's the sweetest tasting ketchup.
Ew. Now I do not like ketchup anymore.
It's clear, bro.
They make crystal clear ketchup too now.
Ew.
That's disgusting. Why would you want
clear ketchup? And the whole point is sanitizer. Red. Yeah, you're going to mistake it one day and be like, man, it smells like fucking tomatoes in here.
Starts washing hands with ketchup.
Ew, bro. I don't even like ketchup. I don't like the smell of ketchup. No.
I love it.
Uh-uh.
Fucking drowned me in it.
The you next comment. Oh, sorry.
Go for it.
No, you go for it.
You know the video of the guy that smothered himself in peanut butter?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm gonna be that guy with ketchup.
Ew, bro.
I can do the holy trifecta: ketchup, mustard, and mayonnaise.
Ew.
That's what I slap on all my sandwiches.
Honestly, I don't like condiments that much.
I love condiments. Almost said condoms. Hate those.
Never used them, never liked them.
Nope.
I hate mayo, grosses me the fuck out.
Oh, I can agree with that.
Oh, I love it. What's wrong with y'all?
Ugh.
What the fuck?
I think my mom traumatized me, honestly.
She traumatized me with relish.
She used to make the pickle relish salad thing with mayonnaise, pickles, and shit. And she was like, taste it, I'll give you $20. And I did, and I almost puked.
It was pickles and mayo?
Yeah.
Disgusting. No, that's criminal. That's straight up child abuse.
Oh, yeah, bro, and she put on crackers and eat it just like that.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you guys don't like relish either?
I like dill relish, not sweet relish.
Damn, you guys are wild, bro. I mean, I guess, Hunter, you don't eat, like, condiments with anything. I had to, like, bully you just to get some, like, barbecue on your shit.
Oh, that's
just raw dogging everything. I like
barbecue way before you, brother.
I know, but, man, you just raw dog everything until I started giving you shit about it, and then you started grabbing condiments.
Yeah, that's fair. You did bully me into using condiments whenever we're at gas stations. But it's just like, we're at gas stations eating, and it's so much faster just to grab it and go.
Like, I'm driving but man, while we're eating. Take care of yourself a little bit, bro. You're already eating some dry-ass chicken. Put something on that shit.
Oh, my God. What about a hot dog? Do you just grab the dog in the bun?
Oh, that's straight down the throat. Nothing needed.
Nothing needed. Dry as fuck.
I mean, a little bit of mustard on the back end.
Ew, you like mustard.
Just the back end.
That's nasty.
No. You know what's weird? Deidre will take a hot dog and, like, I'll take, like, you know, like, well, let me say this again. Chili dogs. She'll fucking take sliced cheese, like, not even, like, good sliced cheese, like the one you get in the block and it's already pre-sliced, but it's not, like, in packages. She'll take, like, the off-brand Kraft one that comes in the package, cut it in half, and put it inside of her chili dog, and then throw her chili on top of it.
How's that weird?
What?
Bro, that's so weird to me. I'll take shredded cheese and do that, but I can't do that with that sliced cheese. Not the brand that she gets, anyway.
Okay, I guess I feel you there. I'll do the shredded, but not... I mean, I guess the sliced cheese would kind of be the same thing, so.
I'll do some, like, extra sharp cheddar in there, man. That's what I usually do, honestly.
Look at you trying to make your girlfriend too, look bad.
I didn't know Kraft was like off-brand.
Neither did I. I was thinking Great Value.
No, Kraft, that's what I'm saying, is Great Value.
Oh, okay.
I make like the Kraft style that's in the package, but yeah, off-brand of that. That. No, no, Kraft is good. I'll eat Kraft all day. But
the sandwich, no, just square cheese.
Yes.
Man, been snacking on them fucking manwiches, man. Those freaking things are delicious.
What the hell is a manwich?
No fucking, just literal big ass cheese sandwich.
Just cheeses on it?
It's, yeah, you buy them all the time too, motherfucker. What you mean?
Like, just cheese and bread.
No, it's not even bread, dude. It's just, it's like a piece of salami or whatever inside of, like, cheese, bro. Like, it's covered in cheese on both sides, like a sandwich, but, like, cheese bread.
Yeah, the fucking keto sandwiches. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, dude, I do eat the fuck out of those.
They're fucking delicious, dude.
I've never even heard of those.
Manwiches, dude.
Are they called manwiches?
Yeah.
Okay, I was like, I never even really looked at the brand, if you want me to be honest. I just saw, oh, salami, like, that shit. I did, bro, it's good. Don't look at the price, don't look at the brand, I just grab that shit and go.
It should be expensive.
They are, they're like $3 or $4 pop.
Dang. That better be a good-ass manwich.
Fucking delicious.
Yeah, they're pretty good, actually. Mm-hmm. You can take both of them and slap them together. Two different kinds of cheese. Oh, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
You guys are so weird.
They're keto sandwiches, bro. They're sandwiches without bread.
You guys are like, oh, fuck yeah. The same good. Time. You're like, salami with the cheese.
Chicken nuggets with the macaroni.
Oh, yeah, that's literally what you guys sounded like.
I think I said that backwards, but oh well.
Macaroni with the chicken nuggets. Oh yeah, chicken strips. Macaroni
with the chicken strips.
It literally took us 3 times to get it right.
Oh shit. Maybe I'm a little dyslexic. Who knows? That'll definitely explain all the model numbers I write down.
That'll explain why I tell people their total is $87.27 whenever it's $27.87.
Damn. Get this one off the register. Somebody not gonna catch you one time. Pay that shit.
They did, dude. That's why my drawer was short. Or over, not short.
Hey, at least it's over.
Yeah, that's better. That's a free tip, right?
Yeah, it wasn't like that much over. I just accidentally messed up on. It wasn't like, you know, $100 or.
It was only like 50.
Yeah, it was 50. Only like 86.
Fuck yeah!
You only conned 5 people out of $10 a pop. It's okay. Oh, shit, man. Do what?
Did you guys see the new Final Destination is coming out soon?
What? They're doing another one?
Yeah, it's Final Destination. It's like 30? Final Destination Bloodline or something like that.
Oh, weird. I figured that franchise was done and over with.
Bloodlines is what it's called. It says May 16th, 2025.
Wild. Do you remember the old movies, the 28 days, 28 weeks later?
Yeah, and now they're making 28 months or something like that?
28 years later.
Years, yeah.
Yeah, and it's almost 20 years later after the first movie. It's close. It's off by like 3 years, but it's close.
Yeah, wait. 28 days later, what is that about again?
That's the British zombie one.
Oh, where like literally. Is that the one where he like leaves his wife in that building or something?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I did watch that.
Yep, and then in 28 weeks later, she like shows back up at where he ended up at that facility. Yeah. Or safe and zone, whatever, like, you want to call it.
She's like half zombie, half human.
Yeah, and they're like doing experiments on her, and then she ends up fucking biting him.
Yep. I remember now.
Yeah, there's a good
movie. I remember.
But yeah, they're really good. I think they're British, if I remember right.
I think they are, yeah.
Yeah, I think they are, because I'm pretty sure. Well, you know, I take that back. I don't know if the kids were British. I think the dad was just British, thinking about it, but I could be totally wrong. The first one, I don't think it has much to do with the second one, other than it's the same virus in the same universe. But yeah, they're making 28 years later. I think that's a pretty cool one coming out.
Yeah, I did see that. And it is a British post-apocalyptic horror film.
Okay, cool. So I was right the first time.
Yeah, did you see that they're making another, what is that freaking... Freak, man. That's the Korean zombie movie where they're stuck in the school.
Oh, I think it's called We Are All Dead or something like that.
Yeah, the TV show. They're making a second, or another season of that.
Hell yeah, that's a really good one.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, that would have, going back to when I was talking about movies that grind my gears, that was actually one that I was thinking about, because I didn't think they were going to continue that. Well, Kyle, I know you can kind of relate to this, but another one that grinds my gears is fucking forced window updates.
Yes.
Like, for someone that used to stream back in the day, that would piss me off, because every time I got back on my computer after a forced update and I didn't know about it, all of my mic settings, all of my camera settings, and just, like, generally everything that I had done to make my stream what it was gone. Anything that I was recording with was gone. I had to reset and spend a good 2 or 3 hours doing everything all over again.
Damn, that's a bummer, dude. Don't think I would have put up with that shit.
I mean, there's nothing you could do about it. Windows just does that, bro.
Rage quit.
Just rage quit everything.
Does it, like, say...
rage quit life? Sorry.
No, you're fine. Does it say, like, Windows updating just out of the blue?
Most of the time, yeah. It'll say that there's an update that needs to be done, and, like, if you turn off your computer, it'll do it on its own. And you can't really stop an update. It'll just do it.
That's stupid.
It's really annoying. They're usually small patches, but, man, they fuck up so much stuff on my computer every single time. And sometimes it'll mess up games, where, like, a game I was playing yesterday, and then today, it did an update, and not really right now, but just an example, it'll just completely make it to where I can't play the game. I have to uninstall it or go look up online as to what file got corrupted, and then this, that, the other. Yeah, it's really annoying sometimes.
That's complicated.
It's not as hard as you think, it's just really inconvenient.
Sounds pretty hard. Sounds like it takes way too long.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm good.
It's definitely time wasted, for sure. But yeah, it mainly, like, would do it to, like, whenever I use Streamlabs, because I didn't use OBS because I wasn't smart enough, I would use Streamlabs, and it would just reset all my shit every time. It was super annoying, especially with my Yeti. I don't know what Yeti or Windows has against the other, but they just do not like to cooperate sometimes.
I've never been a big, like, fucking mic guy, and definitely hadn't recorded and shit. I mean, I've just used fucking cheapo headphones. Definitely no programs.
I have. I'm like, whenever it comes to my audio, especially when I was streaming, like, I was super anal about it. Like, just, if I didn't sound right, and I would have mods that would come into my chat and, you know, keep me updated. They would message me on Discord and be like, hey, your audio's fucked up, you're too quiet, you're too loud, you're popping, this, that, the other. And usually it was because of the most recent update. It just drive me fucking nuts. And then I would usually go in and like, cause you can record with Streamlabs. So I'd go and record like a 5-10 minute session of me gaming and talking with someone, and then would like adjust it based off of that.
I tried to do the whole streaming thing with my Xbox, but it just never turned out like good, you know?
I thought you were doing good. You had a good following.
I know. I don't know. Maybe I'll do it again once I get a PC, but I want to be able to, like, I want to be able to, like, actually stream. Like, for instance, if I were in a video game with and Kyle, then I wouldn't be able to put all of our audios on the same stream because we're in Discord, you know?
Oh, because, oh, through the Xbox app when you're streaming on your Xbox. I got you. That's right. I remember it was just your audio that was playing.
Yeah, and it sucked.
Yeah, it only picked up game. That's right.
Yeah, because then I'd be, like, hysterically laughing and people thought I was crazy.
Well, I mean, that's besides the point. But yeah, no, I totally know what you mean. I remember seeing that, but Discord's just way better, in my opinion. And once you do get a PC, you'll be able to do whatever you want with it.
Yeah.
You got so much more freedom. You're not confined to one Xbox or one app.
About done with this Xbox that I have. It's so slow.
Yeah, you need to get to your next gen, or I just fork out and get a PC, Kayla. I think that's probably your best bet.
Well, we got a new Xbox. I have a new Xbox, but I don't want to pay for another new Xbox when I could just throw more money in and just get a PC.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. That's definitely the better option.
Because the Xbox we got was like $600.
Woo, buddy. Yeah, no. Just for a console, I'm good on that. Literally throw another $600 at it and get something that's going to last longer and perform way better. Granted, these new generation consoles are actually really good, graphics-wise. They can run Helldivers 2 with no problems, unlike my PC.
Is that the game that your friend was talking about last night, where he was overheating his PC?
Yeah, it's been overheating a lot of people's PCs. If you don't have, like, a liquid-cooled PC, Helldivers is just not for you, it seems like. I don't know what it is, if it's some kind of weird game file or some kind of issue with the software itself, but it's... they would just haven't fixed it. Works great for console, but that's about it.
Yeah. I miss playing Sea of Thieves.
I was thinking about that the other night. Thinking about hopping back on after we watched it was a pirate movie. And that got me really thinking about hopping back on that game. I think it'd be a really good time. If you download it, I'll download it.
I already have it downloaded. I never undownloaded it.
Oh, I definitely undownloaded it.
I never gave up on it, did you?
Did you keep playing it?
No.
That's what I thought. You just wasting space.
And actually, I'm a liar. I don't have it downloaded. Whoops.
Oh,
just kidding. Thought. Cut that part out, please.
Editors, get rid of that.
I've got Car Mechanic Simulator.
Hell yeah. I got My Summer Car.
My Summer Car?
Yeah, it's a Finnish fucking, like, game, bro. It's you should look into it. It's strange.
You said it's called My Summer Car?
My Summer Car. Steam. That shit's a fucking super annoying game, but pretty fun.
Oh, what do you do in it, like, though?
You build a car from scratch.
Oh.
It's kind of like the simulator game.
And then you drive around and fucking... There's a rally in the game, but you basically just try to survive and piss and drink beer and not die in car crashes.
Oh, wild. that's different.
So not like my simulator game.
No. You can go siphon shit out of people's septic tanks for money.
What the fuck?
Wait. Hold on.
You can also piss in your own mouth to get hydration.
What the
Or you can piss on your TV and die. And ruin your whole permadeath run.
I thought this was a car game.
No, not just. I mean, mostly, yeah. But and then when you wreck, your shit, like, fucking gets destroyed. And you get to go fix it again. And then you get to walk, like, 2 hours across the map. And then wait to order parts. And then walk another 2 hours to go get your parts. And then walk another 2 hours to go put it back in the car. And then you get to go to the gas station. And then you get to go suck out shit. And then you get to go start your day over again. It's fun.
it went from yeah, you get to build your own car to yeah, you get to piss in your own mouth to hydrate yourself.
it sounds like it.
Oh, I've had so many permadeath runs get ruined on that game.
Can you get ejected from the car?
Yes.
Oh, that's
fuck
cool.
Yeah, I'm downloading it.
Well, I think so. Yeah, you can get injected, but like after you die, because you're definitely dead.
I'll survive it. I'll drink enough to where I just go limp.
The graphics look horrid, though.
Oh, that's the best part of it. You get to sit there with those graphics, try to drive stick shift on a keyboard and mouse, go down the highway while avoiding really dangerous NPCs, and drink beer and smoke cigarettes that block your entire view of the road for a solid 30 seconds.
What the fuck?
Wait, the drinking and smoking actually blocks your view?
The drinking, mainly.
Oh, no. By the way, we not condone drinking and driving.
It's got 80,000 reviews and it's got 4.5 stars on Steam.
Oh, not even a whole star? Oof. How much is this game?
No, it's got 4.5 stars.
Oh, 4.5.
Yeah, it's $14.99.
Yeah, I bought that shit when it was on sale.
Yeah, that's probably the only way I'd buy it.
Yeah.
You should be a promoter for the game.
It's a fun game, man. It's nothing like flipping your cousin off and then dying in a horrible car crash after he has to drive you home.
Oof. Not sponsored, but hey, developers. Hey.
Yeah.
Send us your fucking 10-year-old game over here for free. We'd love that shit.
Review it.
It's actually not 10 years old, by the way. I think it's only like fucking 5 or so.
Let's see.
Now I have to know.
Today's standards, that's pretty much 10.
It feels like 10.
Yeah. Especially nowadays, man. Graphics are getting really intense really fast.
Okay, it says release date January 8th, 2025, but this game has been in beta and alpha for years.
Ooh, that's Did you have to pay for the alpha? Did people actually pay for it?
Yes.
Oh, no.
It's got a 9 out of 10 on the rating spec.
Out of how many reviews, though?
80,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Hold up. This shit up.
I think.
I wasn't taking it seriously, but. What's this game called? Sunday Drive?
My Summer Car.
Oh, My Summer Car. I don't know how I got Sunday Drive. I'm still thinking about people pissing me off while I'm driving.
The first review says, the most realistic simulator for picking strawberries in a farm, god-awfully monstrous, bad pay, and something you'd never do if you had any other way to make money. Rest of the game is fun, too.
Oh, so it's a tweaker simulator. I got you.
It's finished tweaker simulator, brother. Not even gonna lie, that's the best way to put it.
I just pulled up the photos. I was like, man, this looks like hometown.
Bro, if you listen to the music and just like the commentary to like the first video on Steam, it's horrific.
Oh my god, you can have a shag carpet dash.
Yes.
Fuzzy dice.
There's a review that says it's truly amazing how quickly we could recreate what being a citizen in Finland is like in real time.
Oh, Finland. Well,
yeah, they're all Finnish.
Anytime soon. Oh, are they really?
Yes, everybody's Finnish. Everybody speaks Finnish. And I think some of the writing is in Finnish, like all the signs and stuff, but like the in-game prompts aren't.
Oh, this is beautiful. Yeah, no, these are great reviews.
Yeah, I just read a really funny one too. It said, built entire car, took 4 hours, driving back, looked down to put my seatbelt on, and crashed head-on into a bus.
I don't have a car, I use bike. Bike suck, build car suck, upgrade car good. Cargo kaboom, no more car, best game ever.
That is so funny.
Yeah, this game is Finnish Crackhead Simulator.
Oh, that's beautiful.
If it was multiplayer, man, this would be a really good time. I bet you there's a mod.
Oh, I bet there is, too.
Just their videos, dude, are insane. Like, they're just
the most dad lore ever.
Yeah. Oh, you have to turn every single screw, by the way, while you're building things. You have to put together the entire engine piece by piece, put together the entire car piece by piece. You have to turn every single screw with your mouse wheel. You have to grab the right wrench for each bolt, and it does not tell you what size it is.
That's crazy.
Oh, no.
You have to do constant oil changes on it.
Warning, only play if you're looking for a game that can replicate the same sensation as getting your nuts stomped on by a girl in high heels.
It's a fever dream.
That is so
That's what
funny.
It seems like. Died
it
to
literally
a bee.
Teacup.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Teacup said, I spent an hour and a half drinking beer and smoking cigarettes in the bar because I thought the thought of building my vehicle makes me want to cry. I want this game. This sucks that it's only on Steam.
No, this shit, it is actually genuinely fun.
I mean, by the reviews, it seems like it.
Break your fucking windshield, and if you don't fix it or wear a helmet while you're driving, you will eventually come across a stray bee flying in the middle of the highway, and it will murder you when you hit it going full speed. Death. You won't know what happened, and when you finally walk back to what's left of your car, you're going to be real sad.
These reviews are crazy, but does anyone else have anything to add to the end of this?
Nope.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and close it out if you guys are all right and don't have anything.
Yeah, I think we're
I've
good.
I've spoken my piece.
Thank you, everyone, for taking your time out of your day to listen to our crazy banter. Please like, follow, subscribe, and look into our Patreon. All these things help grow the podcast and give us the opportunity to provide you guys with better content. Stay safe. Hope to see you guys next week for another wild episode.
Bye.